A new report on policing in Anchorage says the city needs dramatically more officers to meet its public safety goals.
This bolsters what we've been saying.
Mayor Ethan Berkowitz campaigned on building up the Anchorage Police Department staffing levels after declines during the Sullivan administration. The new report by the nonpartisan policy group, the Police Executive Research Forum, or PERF, as it's more commonly known, is an update to a similar study from 2010. It concludes that if Anchorage wants to meet its community policing goals, officers need 40% of their time to be unobligated. That means patrol officers are building relationships and following up on information rather than speeding from one call to another. The report notes that reduced staffing levels the last few years may have shifted the burden of policing less severe infractions, like property theft, to store managers and private groups.
Businesses have to step into the breach to pay for private security. There are opportunity costs for private citizens, and crime is very expensive. And so the cheapest thing we can do, really, is to make sure that we have a police force that is capable of doing the job of providing public safety.
Getting that capacity means adding 67 patrol positions to the 166 that currently exist. The report recommends the department grow to 446 positions once civilian and detective jobs are added as well. Berkowitz says this year's budget begins paying for rebuilding and sustaining that larger police force.
You know, there's this thing about math, is we've got to go through 400 before we can get to 446. But the goal isn't a number. The goal is to make sure that we have enough officers to do the job the way it should be done.
A spokesman for the union representing public safety officers says the administration's actions have been encouraging, even as the department continues to face challenges with recruitment and retention.